news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, the rain and the cooler weather is on the way. We'll get more from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up in just a little bit. Plus, we'll check in and get the latest out of Washington as it was a big weekend, as the question about the Trump Doral came up on the Sunday. The Trump Doral dominated the Sunday news discussions yesterday. We'll get into that and a whole lot more coming up in just a little bit. Plus, Kelly's got her headlines, and I'm pinch hitting for sports this morning. Dalton is out, oddly enough, 13th straight year of defeating the Vols, and Dalton's not here on this Monday morning. I'll take my shots at him in just a little bit. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning for the visits on Stowing and Recovery. Traffic Center westbound I-10 just off the Daphne exit. The right median, they've got an accident. It's been tying up traffic, and it just moved it out of the roadway. So be careful as you're traveling onto the Bayway right at exit 35A. No other accidents or delays for now. Just keep your eyes peeled for the school buses on the way in this morning. Improve your health and maintain your beach body one bite at a time. Join them every Wednesday for the pop-up soup and salad bar inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile. Enjoy fresh greens, a variety of toppings, soups, and warm yeast rolls from 11 to 1:30. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers to develop this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms, mainly this evening. Lows tonight in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home of Auburn football. This is Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Join us Saturday when the Tigers meet the LSU Tigers in Death Valley and Baton Rouge. On your home for the Auburn Tigers, FM Talk 106.5.
Brought to you in part by Lion Fry Caddon, your local independent auto owner's insurance agency. Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar. And D&K Suit Discounters, your wedding headquarters on the Beltline. Pre-game broadcast at 11:30 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. The search continues now over a week since the kidnapping of Camille McKinney. More details on the way with that. Plus, Dr. Bill checks our forecast. And speaking of the weather, the same front that is going to get rain in our area today into tonight is the same front that spawned tornadoes yesterday and a big one in Dallas. Here's Clayton Neffel with more.
The storm caught many off guard in the second half of the Dallas Cowboys game, and even more surprised when stepping outside after it blew through.
Like, there's cars crashed, windows missing, everything is crazy.
This truck driver parked for the night outside his house came out to his big rig toppled over in a nearby parking lot.
Yep, because it was empty, so it doesn't weigh much.
Widespread power outages, downed trees, and power lines in the roadways as cleanup begins. Clayton Neville, Dallas.
More weather details on the way. 7:35 this morning with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Now let's get headlines. Here's Kelly. Some polling on President Trump here in Alabama. He's still popular, folks.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It's a new week and a new month of numbers, which are in for President Donald Trump. And when it comes to the commander-in-chief and the state of Alabama, the morning consult poll shows that 59% of Alabama residents approve of the job that the president is doing, compared to 37% who do not. That is a net approval of 22%. It's the fifth consecutive month that Mr. Trump's approval rating in Alabama is higher than anywhere else in the country. But those numbers have dropped since his election. They have decreased by 14 percentage points. 86% of GOP primary voters say they approve of the job that the president is doing. 96% of GOP primary voters say they consider themselves, quote, very conservative. These are the latest numbers, which cover the month of September. A deadly grocery store shooting claims the life of one person in Madison. The trigger person remains on the run, and authorities believe that this suspect could be anywhere in the state. The shooting happened at the back of a Kroger grocery store in Madison, located at 4579 Wall Triana Highway. Happened on Sunday around 4 p.m. That's according to the Madison Police Department. The victim has not yet been identified. Police confirmed that they are looking for a male suspect, but they have not released any further details. If you have information, you are urged to contact the police department in Madison at 256-722-7190 or 256-772-5689. The grocery store remains open at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market with the freshest local fruits and vegetables at a great price, including weekly specials, Highway 181 and County Road 64. Allegri Farm Market, fresh produce straight from their local farms to your table. Open daily from 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 5.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Still no word on what caused a deadly crash near Irvington. It happened near Paget Switch Road and Half Mile Road. Troopers say a motorcyclist was killed in that crash involving another vehicle. No one involved has been identified. State troopers are investigating. A man was killed in a motorcycle crash in Foley early Sunday morning. Foley police say 26-year-old man from Gulf Shores, Tyler Yancey, was on his motorcycle when it collided with the back of a pickup. Both vehicles were headed south on Highway 59. Yancey was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say excessive speed was a factor in that crash. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office is looking for the person who stabbed a man to death over the weekend. That crime happened Sunday morning around 7 o'clock near 62nd Street and Fairfield Avenue. The victim was identified as 26-year-old DeMarco Weathers. A series of controlled explosions toppled two construction cranes that had been leaning over the collapsed Hard Rock Hotel in New Orleans. Officials say the next objective is to recover the bodies of two dead workers still in the building. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
I talk with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and football season's here, man.
Finally. Thank goodness.
Yeah, and I'm fired up for football season and competitive about football, but also competitive about entertaining during football games there in the backyard. But I know I need a little help.
Sure, and we would love to help you with
okay.
that. So to get started, what you would do is just give us a call, and we have one of our landscape designers come out. We will just talk about how you're going to use the space, what you're going to use it for, how many people are going to be there, and then we start taking cues from what you like, color, shapes, texture. And we start taking cues from the home itself and the neighborhood, any other existing landscapes, and we just come up with a comprehensive plan that's going to meet all of your needs.
Does it have a comprehensive plan with an outdoor kitchen that I can entertain around?
We can certainly make that happen.
That's how you win. And what I also like is if people want to see the work you've already done, it's posted online for them to see.
Yeah, you can find it on our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, or online at sextonlandscapes.com.
All right, for the win, Sexton Lawn and Landscape. Check them out today. At 7:15, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this busy Monday. Dr. Bill, about 18 minutes away with a full weather discussion, and we'll look at the timeline for that rain getting into our area and if there will be any severe weather associated with it. That's coming up at around 7:35. Right now, let's check the sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Bailey's TV and your CBD store, West Mobile.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Gus Malzahn was happy with all three phases of his team's 51-10 win at Arkansas Saturday. Half a 100 on offense, and defensively, tone was set on the first possession when Marlon Davidson forced and recovered a fumble to give the offense a short field. Davidson became the first player since Nick Fairley in the 2010 Iron Bowl to have multiple sacks and tackles for loss and both force and recover a fumble in a game. Kevin Steele's side of the ball, dominant.
coming off an open date, and an open date after not getting it done in Florida. We challenged our guys. They worked really hard in open date. They came back, and they put the foot on the gas from the get-go, and we were very effective on the run. I think they had 52 yards on 28 carries, and, you know, we had that one little snafu in the second half on the passing yards, or that would have probably been below 150 yards passing. And they threw it 40 times. And so our guys played really hard, really proud of them. Of course, we've got things we've got to clean up. You know, I've got things I've got to clean up. Everybody in the room will have things we got to go back to work because we've got we're going to enjoy this one. But we're going to Baton Rouge on Saturday, and they're a very, very, very good football team. So we'll enjoy this, proud of them. There's some lessons on this tape we can learn from. But the big thing, shortly after enjoying this one, we got 24-hour rule. I don't know that we got 24 hours this week, though, because we got to load the wagons and go get it done.
Today's an off day for the Tigers. Wagon loading begins in earnest tomorrow on the practice field. Alpha Insurance is proud to keep you current on the Tigers. Find a local agent at alphainsurance.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Bailey's TV and Mattress has the best prices of the year. In the 2019 TV Value Electronics Shootout, the Sony OLED was just named the king of TV. Stop by Bailey's for a demo today. The Sony OLED is the best picture we've ever seen, perfect for all the big ball games coming up. Bailey's TV providing mobile excellent service and installation for over 65 years. And Bailey's TV is your local Sonos audio dealer. Bailey's TV and Mattress, Lakeside and Government, 666-0448.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest for a full line of the highest quality, all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store of West Mobile products all go through extensive third-party testing to ensure what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's owner, Joe Brown, and associates will help you choose the best products for your individual needs. Your CBD store of West Mobile offers oils, topicals, edibles, even pet products. On Hillcrest near Greelot, where good health hits home naturally.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, westbound I-10, just off exit 35A at the beginning of the Bayway. They've got an accident off to the right median. Shouldn't affect traffic too much as you're traveling in from Baldwin County. No other accidents reported. Still looks good off of Airport Dolphin at Spring Hill at 65. CBD America at 5668 Old Highway 43 in Satsuma is the state's original CBD store. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, or pain, you may receive relief with CBD America products. Call 675-4291. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers to develop this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms, mainly this evening. Lows tonight in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
All right, 721 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Hey, I'm Sean Sullivan. Glad to have you along. Remember, online, fmtalk1065.com. You can stream us anytime right there on the website, plus the apps like TuneIn Radio, Simple Radio, both great ways to listen to the show on your smartphone, so check it out right there. And while you're on our website or our Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter feed, remember to check out the details for our Go Play Outside contest. Almost $9,000 worth of goodies. One of y'all is going to win the whole thing. Local station, local contest, of course, and local winners. Details online right now. Check it out and make sure you stop by our participating sponsors. Drop your name in the registration box. All right, yesterday it was Fox News Sunday, and Mick Mulvaney telling reporters to get over it. More on this. Here's Bob Constantini from Westwood One.
Mick Mulvaney says he will not resign for his Thursday news conference where he suggested aid to Ukraine was withheld to get that nation to investigate Democrats. He added reporters should get over it. That's how diplomacy is done all the time. But on Sunday,
I recognize that folks that I didn't speak clearly. Maybe on Thursday, folks misinterpreted what I said.
Democrats seized on what seemed like an admission that Mulvaney pushed back while on Fox News Sunday.
So you described a quid pro quo, and you said that happens all the time.
And reporters will use their language all the time. So if my language never said quid pro quo.
Mulvaney did not say that phrase, but it was used in the questions thrown at him. Bob Costantini, Washington.
722 FM Talk 106.5. Now over a week since the kidnapping of Camille McKinney. Kelly has more details on the search for Little Cupcake McKinney.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. There's a $25,000 reward being offered regarding a missing three-year-old as her family continues to pray for Camille McKinney's safe return. Her family calls her Cupcake. Sunday, Birmingham Police and Birmingham Fire and Rescue, along with multiple agencies and volunteers, began a grid search at 1 p.m. in the east area of Birmingham, which extended about 2 miles just north of Springville Road near Huffman Road. The search was completed at 5:30 p.m. and it did not produce any evidence to help in this investigation. Little Camille was taken from a birthday party on Saturday, October the 12th in Birmingham's Tom Brown Village public housing community. On Friday, police released surveillance footage showing two small children, one of them believed to be Camille, playing when two men are seen walking past those children. One of the men then comes back into the frame and the two children follow him. That man, police say, has a distinctive limp, and police say he is a suspect in this case. Police are asking the additional man to please come forward because he is considered a witness and they need his information in this case. If you have information on Little Cupcake, you're encouraged to call the tip hotline at 205-297-8413 or Crime Stoppers at 205-254-7777 or simply 911. Severe weather is expected across the state today. According to the Storm Prediction Center, that includes damaging winds and heavy rain and a tornado or two, all possible. According to the National Weather Service in Mobile, most of our area here in South Alabama, we are expecting a marginal risk of severe weather. The best time for storms for the west and central part of South Alabama will be between 2 p.m. and 10 p.m. Dr. Bill will join us in a few short minutes to give us the very latest on what we can expect tonight, tomorrow, and into the rest of the week. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Aging is a lie. Hey, this is Garrett Williamson. After 28 years as a personal trainer, let me tell you, I've seen it all, and there are a lot of lies. It's because of these lies attaining true wellness seems confusing and difficult. You need to understand the truth. This is the passion that drives the Personal Edge Fitness radio show, where I expose the myths and share with you the stream of science that leads to the fountain of youth. Tune into the Personal Edge Fitness radio show Tuesdays at 6 on FM Talk 106.5 because your health deserves the best.
All right, 725 FM Talk 106.5, just about 10 minutes away from Dr. Bill Williams and a discussion of the rain we're getting today and if there'll be any severe weather associated with it. Remember, the same line of storms is what spawned that tornado out in Dallas, so he'll have those details coming up, plus a look at the tropics. Right now, I want you all to say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM, and let's talk some inventory at the start of this week. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, Sean. Yeah, we got a great inventory, especially under 10. We got a lot of really nice stuff, $7,000 and under. You know, we got Toyota Camrys, we got Toyota Avalons, we got Toyota Corollas, We got a just a whole mix, plus SUVs like Nissan Muranos, Ford Explorers, RAV4s. So we got a great selection of vehicles under the $10,000 figure.
And you also have a big old selection of financing options for us.
Absolutely. Our lenders love our vehicles. They know how we, you know, how we take care of them, how we get them reconditioned, the warranties we put on them. So, plus, we just got great contacts.
You know, that's something to remind folks of, too, if they're saying, no, well, I see a car online, I'll just buy a car online from an individual. Y'all are checking these vehicles out. You buy them, you're checking them out, and then we can go have our mechanic check them out if we want to.
Absolutely. Like I said, we do a complete reconditioning to the best of our ability. Then we get, like I said, they're welcome to take it to their mechanic and get it thoroughly checked out again if they wish.
All right. Give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at LSNMotorCars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM 727. Saw this, and before you eat breakfast this morning, if you haven't, if you're somebody who exercises in the morning, I thought this was pretty interesting. A study out of the UK shows people that exercise before they eat breakfast burn more fat. Okay. Now, the researchers spent 6 weeks tracking 30 men, so it's us dudes, who were overweight or obese. They all ate the same foods and did the same workouts, okay? So I don't know how exactly they made sure they ate the same foods, but they did. Only difference was some of them worked out before breakfast and some of them worked out after breakfast. And in the end, the one who exercised first burned twice as much fat. Say it works because exercising on an empty stomach forces your body to burn stored fat instead of using calories from food. They said a big response here is the increased ability to respond to insulin, which slashed the risk for diabetes and heart disease. So maybe you work out first and then breakfast second. All right, so there's a little... Now, that may change. It might be one of those coffee things. Coffee's good, coffee's bad. But right now, exercise first, breakfast second. Also, if you didn't hear last week, it was on Friday morning at a hearing, Mobile County Circuit Court Judge Michael Young-Peter officially dismissed Mayor Sandy Stimson's lawsuit against the Mobile City Council in light of that settlement having been reached on Thursday. This from a story over at Landyap.com from Dale Leash. Young-Peter ruled despite Councilman Fred Richardson and Councilwoman Bress Rich asking him to allow them to continue with the suit. Richardson, who was present for the hearing, told Young-Peter there were several issues in the council's counterclaim that the joint stipulation of dismissal doesn't address, like Stimson's pocket veto of the amendments made to the 2019 budget. Rich sent a letter to Young-Peter saying she disagreed with the settlement and asked to remain in the suit. Richardson argued because Stimson simply did not enact the amendments councilors made to the budget, including that 5% raise for public service workers, he and Rich should allow to continue to fight. Give you more details on the story, plus a full discussion of it coming up in Midday Mobile today. 729, we'll check in with News 5 and then Dr. Bill, all straight ahead.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man in Okaloosa County has been charged with sexual battery of a child that lived with him. Christopher Parrish remains in jail this morning. He's accused of raping a girl over the age of 12 and under the age of 18. The victim says it happened between August 2016 and March 2017 while the victim was living with Parrish. Parrish was also charged earlier this year in Panama City Beach for soliciting a minor for sex. He's being held on a $50,000 bond. A series of controlled explosions toppled two construction cranes that had been leaning over the collapsed Hard Rock Hotel in New Orleans. Officials say the next objective is to recover the bodies of two dead workers still in the building. The mayor expects the rest of the building will eventually be demolished. A prayer vigil was held last night in Birmingham for Camille Cupcake McKinney. Family members and strangers gathered to pray for Cupcake's safe return. The three-year-old was taken from a birthday party in Birmingham more than a week ago. The Birmingham Police Department has released surveillance video showing more possible suspects. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
fall into savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes with great deals for hunting season. Lock up your weapons and your valuables with a Liberty CN24 gun safe for only $749. You'll save $250 off this 30-minute, lifetime warranted safe with electronic lock and pistol pocket included. Or save $700 on the 60-gun Fatboy Extreme. Have Mike Ward's professional team deliver your safe and take the worry out of it. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at Exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
A tornado in northern Dallas, Texas last night leaves thousands of residents without power. Correspondent Ed Lavandera is there.
It is miraculous that no one was killed, no severe injuries in this storm that cut a path more than a dozen miles long in some of the most densely populated areas and residential neighborhoods of North Dallas.
Withdrawal from northern Syria puts U.S. troops in Iraq. Correspondent Nick Payton Walsh on troop sentiment.
These U.S. troops, many of them don't want to leave, as far as I understand, feel their mission isn't finished here, but are ordered and follow those orders. Syrian Kurds, simply furious.
The U.S. plans to start collecting DNA samples from migrants detained by immigration officials. The information is to feed a massive FBI criminal database. The AP reports the Justice Department intends to publish a regulation today mandating the collection. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Air Lease says U.S. carriers facing tariffs starting on Airbus deliveries may seek workarounds by having foreign alliance partners operate more flights. Leasing customers are on the hook for levies on rented jets. Such workarounds could stoke labor tensions. Pilots at Delta, a big Airbus buyer, is already unhappy with the level of outsourced flying at the airline. Wedbush says the biggest challenges ahead for Tesla are whether it can turn a profit and achieve its full-year target for vehicle deliveries. The electric car maker, which is expected to report its quarterly results Wednesday, is also juggling efforts to ramp up activity in China and increase Model 3 production in the U.S. Investors will be watching for commentary during Tesla's conference call on progress in developing the Shanghai factory and its path to profitability, with a focus on the lower margin Model 3. Crude oil down 38 cents at $53.40 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-507-2266. That's 800-507-2266. 800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Cart Doctor says make sure you know the laws concerning street legal golf carts before you buy. Street legal does not mean the same in all areas. Call Stephen or Tricia at Cart Doctor to make sure you are actually street legal. Ask about the newest Star EVs, the Sirius, the rugged sport Diablo for off-road, or the classic Star for neighborhood rides with family and friends. Cart Doctor also carries Yamaha, Tomberlin, and Icon. Just in time for tailgating and the holidays. Cart Doctor, making golf cart ownership fun, safe, and affordable.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
A beautiful day yesterday, but that's changing, right?
Yeah, it's changing pretty fast. Yesterday we got up to 85 degrees, started out in the morning at 60. A really beautiful day, but now we've got a cold front that's moving across Arkansas. They're moving into Mississippi this afternoon and into our area later tonight. And so today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a good chance for showers developing this afternoon. We could very well get up over 80 degrees today, perhaps 81, maybe even 82. Now, tonight, look for showers through the evening and possibly a few thunderstorms. And some of those thunderstorms could produce some strong, gusty, straight winds. The low tonight actually be in the lower 60s, so I expect most of that rain tonight to be during the evening, and then gradual clearing after midnight. And then tomorrow should be a rather nice day, mostly sunny and cooler, about 75 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. And then we're going to cool down to 52 degrees tomorrow night. And Sean, looks like a beautiful day on Wednesday, around 75 and plenty of sunshine.
All right. So that is more chances for the air conditioner to turn off. That makes me happy. This storm coming through, though, watch the news out of Dallas, a tornado, pretty significant damage there in Dallas. Do you expect severe? You said straight line winds. You expect anything tornadic?
It doesn't look like it. Right now, the upper air support for that front out in Texas is pretty strong, and it won't be quite as favorable for that type of activity when it gets into Mississippi and Alabama, but there's still the risk of some strong straight-line winds. But again, most of that rain will be developed this afternoon and then through the evening hours, and will clear off. Looks good for tomorrow and also Wednesday. And looks like rain's coming back on us late Thursday and Friday.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll enjoy the dry days when we get them tomorrow and Wednesday, and we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast 24/7 and his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long that lasts until almost the end of November. All right, 7:37, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the CBD America Traffic Center, they've got that accident off exit 35A, westbound I-10, out of the roadway. Old Shell and McGregor, Spring Hill and Moffitt, 65, Government Pleasant Valley, finding heavier traffic. But the good news is, no new wrecks in the roadways. October 31st, through November 2nd, it's the Lee Fields Classic at Mobile International Speedway. Double features Friday and Saturday night with the Sportsman and Pure Stocks. Wing Sprint Cars Friday night and Saturday. Pro Truck 77 and Demolition Derby. See them at MobileSpeedway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Bill Krause with Page & Jones, who have been in the import-export business in Mobile since 1892. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Page & Jones facilitates the shipment of product across the globe, whether it be in a container on a ship or air cargo into the Atlanta airport. It's complex, it's detailed, and it's precise. And it's often more than the customer or seller wants to do themselves. The Trump administration's tariffs have had an impact, but Bill says his smartest customers are quickly adapting, and Mobile's new ship channel project will help us all out. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
When it comes to my business, access and control of information is critical.
I need a partner I can trust 24/7. CSpire Business was the easy choice.
Their IT experts have the experience and insight we need.
Connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity. CSpire worked with us to find the best technologies for our unique needs.
Having a top IT team isn't optional anymore.
CSpire has my back now and into the future.
Insight, experience, your IT partner. CSpire Business, customer inspired.
740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. You can check that radar out and see that line of storms, and actually a secondary line of storms in Louisiana, and the big major line coming through Arkansas and Mississippi right now. All right, we've reported on ATV and four-wheeler accident stories in the past, but I don't think I've ever had one like this from our news partners at WKRG. A man was injured in a four-wheeler accident off Highway 59 in Locksley on Thursday. The man was airlifted to the hospital after he was run over by his own four-wheeler. This was near the Bunny Bread outlet. Police say the man had his dog tied to the four-wheeler, The dog tried to run off, which pushed the throttle, causing the four-wheeler to hit the man. Highway 59 was shut down momentarily as the man was airlifted to a local hospital. So check through all my manuals. Dangers of ATVs. Dog causing ATV to run over you, I've never seen before. All right, the man is, I guess, still getting treatment at a local hospital. But do not tie your dog off to the handle of the four-wheeler where he can use that leash, I guess, to hit the accelerator. All right, 7:40, now a deadly motorcycle crash over the weekend. Here's details from Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A deadly motorcycle accident in Baldwin County claims the life of one person, and authorities say speed was a factor. Foley police believe that the driver of that motorcycle, 26-year-old Tyler Yancey of Gulf Shores, was driving southbound when he ran into the back of a pickup truck early Sunday morning on Highway 59 South in Foley. Now, further drug testing will be conducted to determine if drugs or alcohol were a factor in this accident. Foley police arrived at that scene at approximately 2:30 a.m., and that is where Yancey passed away as a result of his injuries. As for the three people inside the pickup truck, they were transported to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries. A new recall may impact your new baby, as Johnson & Johnson is recalling a shipment of baby powder after the Food and Drug Administration discovered evidence of asbestos. On Friday, the voluntary recall was announced. The concern is over one lot of Johnson's baby powder, which was produced and shipped in the United States in 2018. Despite the low levels reported, the company said that they are recalling lot number 22318RB out of an abundance of caution. An FDA test indicated that the presence of subtrace levels of chrysotile asbestos were found in samples from a single bottle purchased from an online retailer. Johnson & Johnson says that they're working with the FDA to determine the integrity of the tested sample and the validity of the test results. If you purchase the recalled product, you are advised to stop using it immediately. For refund information, contact Johnson & Johnson's Consumer Care Center at 1-866-565-2229 or go to johnsonsbaby.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
You love the outdoors. You love to hunt and fish. So do the folks at Quince Sporting Goods in Saraland. For 50 years, Quince has been outfitting hunters and fishermen in South Alabama. The outdoor specialists at Quince stock the gear that works around here. From a big selection of proven freshwater tackle to their archery sales and service to a monster selection of guns, optics, footwear, and apparel. Get the right gear from the people that love to hunt and fish just as much as you do. Quint Sporting Goods, two lights west of I-65 on Industrial Parkway in Saraland.
Azalea City Hand and Rehab offers physical and occupation therapy with a hands-on, holistic approach, building a bridge to better health and wellness through physical and occupational therapy. Azalea City Rehab on Facebook, Twitter, and AzaleaCityRehab.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Still no word on what caused a deadly crash near Irvington. It happened near Paget Switch Road and Half Mile Road. Troopers say a motorcyclist was killed in that crash involving another vehicle. No one involved has been identified. State troopers are investigating. A man was killed in a motorcycle crash in Foley early Sunday morning. Foley police say 26-year-old man from Gulf Shores, Tyler Yancey, was on his motorcycle when it collided with the back of a pickup. Both vehicles were headed south on Highway 59. Yancey was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say excessive
excessive speed was a factor in that crash. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office is looking for the person who stabbed a man to death over the weekend. That crime happened Sunday morning around 7 o'clock near 62nd Street and Fairfield Avenue. The victim was identified as 26-year-old DeMarco Weathers. A series of controlled explosions toppled two construction cranes that had been leaning over the collapsed Hard Rock Hotel in New Orleans. Officials say the next objective is to recover the bodies of two dead workers still in the building. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If you need a full-size pickup that's engineered for summertime fun on the coast, then check out the 2019 GMC Sierra Gulf Coast Edition. Featuring the world's first six-function multi-pro tailgate, kicker audio system, and more, this next-generation Sierra comes with the X31 off-road package with special badging and options to make your Sierra rugged and ready for the coast. The 2019 GMC Sierra Gulf Coast Edition. Non-GM warranty, limited warranty by kicker, 3 years, 36,000 miles, whichever comes first. For more information, contact your dealer.
Dispatch, medevac air transport to I-90. Car on fire. Unknown casualties.
When minutes matter and the ER is too far away, air emergency care could save your life. But insurance companies don't count your minutes. They count your money. Tell your member of Congress to fight the insurance companies.
Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.
All right, let's take a look at the world of sports. Sean Sullivan filling in for Dalton Orwig this morning. And it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Week 8 of the college football season's in the rearview mirror, and the new Associated Press Top 25 poll is out. Alabama remains numero uno after beating Tennessee 35-13. Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa will miss next week's game against Arkansas after suffering a high ankle sprain the win. Yesterday, Nick Saban made a statement that Tua had a surgical procedure performed on his ankle yesterday morning. He previously said after the game on Saturday that Tagovailoa will be sidelined for a week or two. Alabama's followed by LSU now at number two, and then a top five shakeup with Ohio State jumping Clemson for the number three spot. Didn't see that coming at the beginning of the year. Tigers checked in at number four ahead of Oklahoma, with the Sooners playing steady at number five. Penn State comes in at number six, followed by Florida at seven, Notre Dame at eight, Auburn at nine, and Georgia at 10. All five of the SEC's top 10 ranked teams are the only teams in the top 25. Missouri fell out of the rankings after losing to Vanderbilt on Saturday night. And in the NFL yesterday, the New Orleans Saints beat the Chicago Bears 36-25. Teddy Bridgewater is now 5-0 as the Saints starter in relief of an injured Drew Brees. The Saints are 6-1 as a team and lead the NFC South by two games. Brees is reportedly set to return to practice this week and hopes to be able to play as early as next Sunday's game against the Arizona Cardinals. Rams quarterback Jared Goff threw for two touchdowns and ran for another as LA crushed Atlanta 37-10. Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan exited the game in the fourth quarter, limping heavily to the locker room. He was ruled out with an ankle injury and was seen after the game sporting a walking boot. Leonard Fournette rushed for 131 yards, and Jacksonville beat Cincinnati 27-17. The Bengals are 0-7 for the first time since 2008. Ouch. Kirk Cousins threw a career-high four touchdowns, and Minnesota beat Detroit 42-30. Aaron Rodgers, five TD passes, and ran for another as Green Bay beat Oakland 42-24. Indianapolis beat Houston. San Fran shut out Washington 9-0. Tennessee beat the Chargers 23-20. Baltimore beat Seattle 30-16. And the Dallas Cowboys snapped a three-game losing streak with a big 37-10 win over Philadelphia. In NASCAR, Denny Hamlin got the win at Kansas Speedway. Hamlin beat Chase Elliott and Kyle Busch in the second attempt at an overtime finish yesterday. It's Hamlin's fifth win of the season and the second of his Cup career at Kansas Speedway. Top five was completed by Kurt Busch and William Byron. Four drivers were eliminated from the playoffs after yesterday's race as the postseason field was trimmed from 12 drivers now to eight. Brad Keselowski William Byron, Alex Bowman, Clint Bowyer are all out of the running. Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, Kevin Harvick, Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, and Ryan Blaney all advanced to the round of eight. And in baseball, the Houston Astros won Game 6 of the American League Championship Series against the Yankees on Saturday night. Jose Altuve hit a walk-off two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth to give Houston a 6-4 win. Altuve was named the ALCS MVP for his heroics. Game 1 of the World Series is set for tomorrow night. Houston will host the Washington Nationals in Games 1 and 2. And that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the Pits and Tunks Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, at least four vehicles involved in an accident. I-10 westbound inside the George Wallace Tunnel. It's going to be the left lane, and it just happened a few minutes ago. Officers are arriving now, and traffic's already backing up on the Bayway. Again, left lane closed inside the George Wallace Tunnel. At least four vehicles involved in the wreck. Nothing scary here. Come see singing spiders and dancing scarecrows and Thriller Nights of Lights at Mobile at Hank Aaron Stadium. The lights even look better in the rain. Now through Halloween from 7 to 10 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers to develop this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms, mainly this evening, lows tonight in the lower 60s, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler, with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system, or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
All right, once again, traffic in the tunnel, actually, no go. Wallace Tunnel westbound, no go right now, so from the Eastern Shore, heading to Mobile, Wallace Tunnel westbound, a standstill. Thanks for the text line and our traffic department update there. Now let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. From vehicles to boats, police say a Fairhope man helped himself to other people's belongings. 46-year-old Jonathan Keefe is now in police custody for his believed connection to several vehicles and boats which were reported stolen over a two-week time period. Keefe is charged with stealing a vehicle and two boats, and police say he could expect to see more charges in the coming days. As of right now, Keefe is being held without bond. Back across the bay here in Mobile. In Mobile City Council News, there's a new president and vice president leading the way. Council President LaVon Manzi says, quote, "I am grateful to my colleagues for their confidence and support. Over the past few years, we have made great strides as a city, and there is even more opportunity ahead." Manzi served as vice president since the beginning of the term and is now serving in his second term as District 2 councilman. And City Council Vice President C.J. Small says, quote, "I am humbled by the trust of my fellow council members to take on this important role. In this role, I will dedicate myself to continue building bridges within this government to ensure many bright days ahead for our great city." Both councilmen have been directly involved with the improvements that We all see around the downtown area, the historic districts and road work on N Street and more. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Well, maybe now we'll put all that stuff behind the council and the mayor, and they can focus 100% on the business of Mobile. All right, 7:55, FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings, and Boeing had a bumpy ride last week. And also a question, what is South Park worth in syndication? Jessica Enninger from Westwood One answers these questions in today's business news.
Markets are coming off a mixed week. Stocks fell on Friday. They got pulled down by Boeing, which reportedly had internal messages between employees from 2016 that talked about issues with the 737 MAX jets. And those jets, of course, have been grounded since March after two crashes outside of the U.S. that killed nearly 350 people. Boeing shares may be under pressure again this morning. Johnson & Johnson shares are going to try to recover today. They slid 6% last Friday after the company recalled some baby powder with traces of asbestos in it. Drug maker Sanofi has pulled all of its heartburn drug Zantac from the U.S. and Canada after a carcinogen was found in it. Walgreens, CVS, and other retailers had already pulled their supplies, plus their generic versions. Comedy Central's South Park may go for $500 million for the streaming rights, according to reports on today's watch list. Earnings from TD Ameritrade, and it's Election Day in Canada.
I can see that. I can see that much money for South Park and syndication. There's so many episodes, and it probably will stay. Stay valid for decades to come. 7:57 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. All right, coming up next hour, your chance to turn up your voice at 343-0106. 343-0106. Love to hear from you on the text line or the phone line, but I'd love to hear your voice as well. So you can you call in and you can text if you need to. Also, we'll check back in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. That line of storms that's the same line of storms that caused that tornado in Dallas is what's bringing rain and cooler temps to our area over the next probably 12 hours or so. Dr. Bill will break down a timeline for us coming up in just a little bit. Check in with News 5, and then we're coming right back for another hour of Mobile Mornings. Check us out online, too, fmtalk1065.com.